Hi writers, it's Laura Purdy Salas, and this is my September 7th, 2018 weekly update. I am doing a happy dance right now because my big news this week is I just heard from the editor yesterday, from whom I was waiting to hear about the acquisitions meeting, and she said the acquisitions meeting went well. Everybody is enthusiastic, and I should expect to have an offer memo within a week or two for a picture book. So I am super psyched and doing my happy dance. And an offer memo, when a publisher wants to make an offer on your book, they typically don't present you with this huge contract. What they send you instead for you or your agent or your literary attorney to look over is simply a kind of abbreviated version that hits just the main points, like the advance amount, the royalty numbers, you know, what kind of royalties you'll make on hardcover and paperback, and anything else that they feel is really crucial. But it can be anything from just a few sentences to, you know, a page, but it's nowhere near as complicated as an actual contract. And then once you and the publisher agree on those basic terms, then the contract department puts together a contract, and you or whoever's representing you, then you kind of go to work with any changes you want to negotiate in the rest of the contract. So that's how that works. But anyway, I'm super excited. That is, I think, my third picture book I have sold this year. And this one is this is the second book to this publisher, and they are companion books. However, there have also been a number of years, not very long ago, where I haven't sold a single trade picture book all year. So while I'm really ecstatic about this, I'm also careful to remember that the sale or lack of a sale is not what defines me as a writer or tells me, yes, you're a good writer or no, you're not a good writer. It is a reflection not only of whatever my writing ability is, but of the topics I'm writing about, how diligently I'm submitting to editors, and all sorts of other things. So I'm super happy about that. In other news, let's see, for my 2019 spring books, I'm working on getting high-res images of the covers from the publishers. And that's so that I can use them in print promotional materials like postcards and bookmarks and things like that. So the art from the inside, that I have to get from the artists, from the illustrators, and I mentioned that last week. But for the book cover, the publisher is the one who does that because they're the ones who designed it with the title and all that kind of stuff. More exciting news. Last Friday, so a week ago, I was on my way to the state fair and I got an email that one of my spring 2019 books, the one called Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle, so that's the book of equations, is usually how I refer to it here, is a Junior Library Guild selection. And this is my first JLG book. So I was sitting on the city bus with my husband, and I got this email, and I just kind of squealed, and oh, I was so excited. And Junior Library Guild is kind of like a subscription book club for libraries who perhaps don't have a full-time librarian to do collections, book acquisition, and so they can subscribe to Junior Library Guild and choose the categories they want, and then they commit to buying a certain number of those books, you know, during the year. And it is my first JLG book, and it will have, there's like a little gold seal that goes along with it, so that'll be printed directly on the book jacket. So that was great news. Let's see, what else? In submissions this week, gosh, I need to send some stuff out and I'm just so swamped. What I did do, I didn't actually send any manuscripts out, but what I did do is I'm working on the phrases I want to use to describe some manuscripts that I haven't sent out in a while, and I'm looking at them and thinking of fresh terms to describe them so that when I pitch them, hopefully this next week, to a couple of editors that I've mentioned recently that, you know, I was going through all my manuscripts trying to see if I had anything that fit what they were looking for. And so I came up with some lists, but I need to work on my laundry list query letter. So if you haven't read about that in my blog posts, if you go to Google or another search engine and you type in Laura Purdy Salas in quotation marks and laundry list in quotation marks, the first few things that come up on the results page should be blog posts written by me that describe laundry list query letters. So if you're looking for a fresh way to think about laundry list query letters, you might want to check those out. My office is getting more set up. It's still not completely there, but I've got, gosh, I've got a second monitor, and I've got the chair, the treadmill, and I can go back and forth between walking on the treadmill or sitting at my desk. And so it's getting really close. There's just a few more tweaks that have to be made. So that is pretty awesome. As far as speaking, I have 3 library story times later this month. I will be able to do the same story time presentation for each one. And so I've been working on that PowerPoint. I like to do a PowerPoint even for these toddler and preschool story times. So there might be, obviously, a lot of the audience won't be able to read yet, but having great images gives them something to look at and focus on, and it helps keep, you know, the attention directed up where I'm standing so that I can lead them through the various poems that we're going to read together or act out, or they'll be doing sound effects, all sorts of stuff like that. So I've got my basic PowerPoint put together, and next week I will do a run through and check the timing of it. And there are some props I need to get for some of the poems or stories. So I'll start refining it next week. And the other news that I have this week is for Mittens, which is a picture book that is nonfiction mostly. I just got an email from my editor who said that the first choice illustrator that she approached said yes. And that's actually an illustrator who did one of my spring 2019 books. So this book is not related to that book, but I love her art for it, and I don't know if I can announce it publicly yet, so that's all I will say, but I'm really excited that she said yes. And the final thing is I have mentioned the collaboration, the poetry picture book collaboration that I'm working on, and I had an hour and a half Skype this morning with my collaborator. Gosh, it sounds like we're spies or something. And we just had this great discussion about our approach and what we want to do. And we're going to meet up the day before NCTE in November. And so now we've got all this new energy and excitement about what we want to get done so that when we meet in person, we are ready to figure out the structure of this collection. So I had kind of told myself that, you know, I just didn't really have time for writing in September and probably October because I have so much to get ready for NCTE and for my spring 2019 books. But after I hung up off that Skype, I just felt so relieved and so happy to have a deadline of sorts where I have to have a certain number of poems written. So I will be working on something. I will be working on a poetry project. And even if it's, you know, 10 minutes here and there, it is the part of my day I look forward to the most, is actually doing the writing. So I'm excited. And I think that is it. It is Friday right now, Friday afternoon, and tomorrow morning early I'm flying to Florida to visit my dad and my sisters, and I won't be back until Tuesday, so I am taking my laptop with me, and it will be kind of a whirlwind trip. There really won't be much work time, but I'm hoping to gather up some of the research I need for this poetry collection so that I can maybe work on a few poems. And then I'll also have my laptop in case business emails come in that, you know, I need answering and that I need to answer, and that I might need access to stuff that's on my laptop, not accessible on my phone or something. So next week will again be a short week because I'll really only have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the move and the travel and everything lately is just really causing havoc in my work schedule. But there's lots of good news, and I'm excited about projects. So everything will be okay. That's what I keep telling myself. It'll all work out. I think that is it. So happy writing.